First song this evening will be number 355, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Sunday for the last few times, we have been trying to use a lot of the time for prayer. And we have prayed for several different things. And this evening, I would like for us to look at the passage from 2 Corinthians, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3 and verse 1, about praying that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly. From 2 Thessalonians 3 in verse 1, Paul says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you." You might see from the handout that we have, the Greek word here is trekho. It's defined by Strong's as to run or walk hastily. It's translated to speed rapidly, have free course, that it may run, may go forward, may run swiftly, may speed on. All of these have the idea that the gospel would quickly and swiftly be able to be spread. This is what Paul is asking them to pray for. That's what I wanted to look at this evening. We're going to have 10 readings, 10 prayers, 3 songs. In those different, in between some of these. And again, I think everybody is here and everyone has one of the handouts. If you will, if you're going to be the next one or two up, if you will, please try to make sure you're near the front to be able to do the reading and the prayer and then also to lead our songs. So we will begin next with our reading by Dawson.
I will be reading Romans 1, 14 through 17. Romans 1, verses 14 through 17, and I will be reading out of the New American Standard Version. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "But the righteous man shall live by faith."
Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bow before you, thanking you, Father, for this opportunity, this avenue of prayer. Father, as we look at the gospel and how it's to be spread this evening, and that it's to be spread swiftly, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with us all. As we just read through the book of Romans, the gospel is something not to be ashamed of. It has the power of salvation. Give us, Father, the boldness that we need to speak up, speak the truth, Father, to a lost and dying world. The gospel shows no partiality. It's for all. You gave Jesus Christ, Father, to die for us all. Doesn't matter what our background is, what our social status is, how much money we have, whether we're black or white or red or green or whatever. We're all your children. And you desire, Father, that all be saved. We pray, Father, that our individual efforts will grow. We have many opportunities to spread your word as a unit and individually, Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with us. Give us the wisdom and the boldness to proclaim your gospel. At this moment, Father, I'd like to say a special prayer for our brethren in Zimbabwe. We look at their conditions, Father, with their government, with their money, their banking system, the poverty, Father, that they go through. These people are searching for the truth. Father, we've been given a huge blessing to be able to support two men in Josiah and Trimore. And as we read their reports and hear their good news, Father, we see daily those that are being preached to. And weekly, Father, there's multitudes, more than two or three each week, that are obeying the gospel. Your gospel is swiftly growing in that country. We pray, Father, for the efforts to continue. We pray, Father, that you would continue to allow us to have a part in that work, that as we send our money over, Father, to support these men, we pray that they'll stand for the truth and that they'll continue to do your work, Father, in a hard and difficult place. It's so hard for us to put ourselves in their shoes and to understand the difficulties that they go through. But Father, may we be like Josiah and be like Trimore, going out and earnestly teaching your word each and every day, both here locally, Father, so that your kingdom can continue to grow. We're so thankful, Father, for all the blessings that you give us, both physically and spiritually, most of all for Christ. May we be like him, Father. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 21. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
Let us pray. Our gracious and most loving God and Father, and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we're so thankful for your word, for giving us your commandments and instructions, Father, so that we know how to serve you and how to live in a way to be called good and faithful servants to you. And Father, at this time, we pray all for humility, that we, as we listen to your word and gain the understanding of your power and the strength and of the love you have demonstrated to us, and that we will study and listen with open heart and open mind not seeking that our own will be done, Father, but that your will is done. Help all of us, Father, to gain knowledge and wisdom of your commandments, and to not let our own passions or ego or selfish desires keep us from obeying thy truth. And Father, we pray that you'll give us courage to boldly teach others about you, and that we will not be ashamed or afraid to approach and teach those that we love and care about, and all those who are lost. And Father, we pray that as they hear thy teachings, it is our prayer that they listen with open hearts to your truths, and that they will recognize the error in their lives and make the right corrections in their lives and respond to thy calling before it's everlasting too late. And Father, we pray that you'll be with all those that work in teaching and spreading your word, not only here with the efforts here at Capshaw, Father, but to all those who teach thy word throughout the world. And Father, we pray that you'll continue to be with us through this service, and we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 424, the gospel is for all. 424.
Do mi so so.
Of one the Lord has made the race, through one has come the fall. Where sin has gone must go his grace, the gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all, the gospel is for all. Where sin has gone must go his grace, the gospel is for all. Say not, the heathen are at home, beyond we have no call. For why should we be blessed alone? The gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all. The gospel is for all. Where sin has gone must go his grace. The gospel is for all. Received ye freely, freely give, from every land they come. Unless they hear, they cannot live, the gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all, the gospel is for all. Where sin has gone must go his grace, the gospel is for all.
I'll be reading Ephesians 6, verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times. In the Spirit and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf. The utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness which the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Bow with me. Our God and our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray at this time that you bless us with wisdom and boldness. Wisdom and boldness to teach and spread your word. We pray that as we open and read your word, that the mysteries of the gospel are made clear, that we can teach to the lost, and not only to the lost, but also teach them to each other, to reaffirm them to each other as we come together. We pray that we remain steadfast and alert, not only for ourselves, but for others and for all the saints. Help us to be bold and to remain bold and to not cower when difficult times come our way. We ask that you be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The Bible reads, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant and with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God will open to us a door for the world to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak."
Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, and thy Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before thee this evening with our heads bowed and our hearts softly humbled before thee. Lord, it's at this time that we ask that you just continually be with us as we strive to proclaim the gospel which you have given to us, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you be with all those who are outside of Christ, that they may open their ears as we continue to try to spread the word. Lord, we just ask that you be with each and every one of us and just open up our hearts, that we just have a desire to share the good news which we so greatly rejoice in. Lord, we ask that you be with each one of us and help us to grow stronger in finding opportunities to share the word and help us come together to grow our evangelism program and to bring others into the fold as you desire that no man be lost. Lord, we just ask that you be with all of those preachers who are far off in horrible conditions, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless Trimore and Josiah, Lord, as they continue to go through trials and tribulations that would turn most of us away and have us quit, Lord. We just ask that you continue to give them the strength to continue on proclaiming thy word. Lord, we just ask that you just continue to be with us and help us to be able to continue to support them in proclaiming the word. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us as we endeavor in sharing the word. It's in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Philippians 1, 12 through 18. Philippians 1, 12 through 18. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice.
Would you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, it's with humble hearts that we bow before you now, acknowledging you as our Father. Through your infinite wisdom, we know that you've created all men in your image. We also know that it's your desire that all of your creation be saved. You have directed us, Father, to teach all men of this desire and the plan you have set in motion through the sacrifice of your Son. And we realize, just as Paul instructed the brethren at Philippi, that you want us to spread the gospel regardless of the situation that we are in. Father, it's our prayer that you will grant us the wisdom, determination, and patience to do just that. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful.
begotten, down from the crystal bright fountain, he from the dawn of creation, wonderful story of love. Jesus provides a rest, wonderful story of love, for all the pure and blessed, rest in those mansions above us, with those who've gone on before us, singing the rapturous chorus, wonderful story of love.
Next reading is going to come from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 8. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain, but after we had already suffered and been mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid such opposition. For our exhortation does not come from error or impurity or by way of deceit, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak. Not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts. For we never came with flattering speech, as you know, nor the pretext for greed God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others. Even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority, but we proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her child, having so fond of affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us.
Bow with me as we pray. Our great Creator, we bow before your humble throne, and we look up to you. Although we are not apostles, Lord, we come to you in a spirit of gentleness, and we pray that you would give us boldness. As we read in the scriptures, Father, we know that a time came where it was difficult to preach the word, and that ears were closed. And Father, as I understand it, the time has come again where it is very difficult to convince those to hear the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, your Son. It is our prayer now, Father, that as we gather together and as we study from your word, that you would strengthen us, that you would lift us up, and that you would embolden us, so that as we enter this world as new creatures, lifted up in newness of life, that we would have the confidence to speak of godlike things, of heavenly matters, and that we would do so in a manner that is convicting of those that have not accepted the faith. Father, we believe in your gospel. We believe in your word. We believe in your Son. We believe that he died on that cross and that he saved us from our sins. It is our responsibility, Father, to take that into the world and to spread that message. We pray, Lord, because we know we are human and we know that we are weak and we know that we can become discouraged, that you would give us that strength. And that you would give us that boldness, that we would go so greatly into this world and be shining lights, and that we would honor you and further bring glory to thy kingdom. We offer this prayer to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, in his holy name. Amen.
The next reading will be 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. That's 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to you that you had those that came before us that had the diligence and the determination to spread your gospel, and that we were the beneficiaries when we heard and obeyed the truth. We pray that we may have that determination to be like they and go out and spread your word. Pray that we may take the responsibility and the duties that we have, whether we are called on to plant or to water, that you can give the increase. But we must be the one that goes and spreads your word. Continue to bless us individually as we work here in the community. Continue to bless those that are in other places around our country and in other foreign lands, that their successes may be great and others may come to you. We pray that we as a congregation can be a light in the community, that those that do not know you can see you by the example and the light that we shed, that they may come to you in Christ's name. Amen.
I'll be reading 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I have delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
Let's bow as we go to God again. Our most gracious and holy Father, which art in heaven, Father, we come to you at this time, Father, as humble as we can, Father. Father, we're so thankful for all the blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day, Father. Father, all the physical blessings, Father, we appreciate those things so very, very much, Father. Father, but as we've been reminded here this evening, Father, you've blessed us with so many spiritual blessings, Father. Father, it's this gospel, Father. It's this fact that you did for us what we could not do for ourselves, Father, in that you gave up your Son to come down and to die on the cross for our sins, Father. Father, we pray, Father, that we will hold fast, that we will stand in that truth, Father, and that we won't let our faith be in vain, Father, that we will always look to you in times of need, and Father, that we will share that gospel with others, Father. Father, we're so thankful that gospel, Father, that good news, that it is so simple, but it is so powerful, Father, that it's the same thing that those that Paul wrote to in Corinth, Father, it's the same thing that they believe, and Father, it's the same thing that we believe here today. Father, we pray that we will let that guide us each and every day of our life, Father, and that we will be pleasing in thy sight. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
616 into our hands. Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moment? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears? Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands it given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right. Millions are groping without the gospel. Quickly they're reaching eternity's night. Shall we sit idly as they rush onward? Haste, let us hold. Into our hands the gospel is given, into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right. Souls that are precious, souls that are dying, while we rejoice, our sins are forgiven. Did he not also die for these lost ones? Then let us point the way unto him. Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right.
Be reading from 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place that your faith to God were to spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything.
Let us bow. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you gave us your Son, your Word, that we can live by. But it's our duty to go forth and show what your truth is and what your light is, that we might be examples to those around us that they needed, that you gave us your love, and that's what you are all about, is your love towards us. Just as a father to a son to a daughter, the mother to a daughter and to the son. We're so thankful you gave us this word. It is so much of love that we should go forward as swift and teach others and show what the greatest gift is, and that's the home in heaven with thee. No burdens, no worries, no pain, no sorrow, But it's such a great gift that we are given the responsibility to show others. It's deep down in our heart, O Father, that is of great love that we have and rejoice knowing that our faith, we can have a home in heaven with Thee. As we teach others, O Father, let us show them the truth. Let us show them Your ways of love and share that and teach so much. It is of great joy that we pray before Thee in humbleness that You've given this gift to us, that we should spread it to others. For it's in Your Son's name, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Amen.
I'll be reading Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Please bow with me. Our God and our Father Jesus, we humble ourselves before You at this time, thanking You for another day. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for all the good things You've given us, for the freedoms we enjoy in this great country, and the opportunities we have those freedoms. We recognize, Heavenly Father, that not all that are spreading Your gospel are afforded these freedoms and opportunities, and we pray that You'll be with those that are preaching in these places and others, and the ones we support and others, that You'll be with them and give them the courage and the perseverance to continue to spread Your gospel and the true word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll be with us and help us to gain and maintain the ability to look at ourselves and look at inward at ourselves, because we know, Heavenly Father, we are spreading the word by every action that we take. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Help us to strive to do Your will and spread Your gospel in every facet of our life. These and all things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
I hope our service this evening has been profitable to you as we've had these readings and the prayers and the songs that we've sung. And from considering those things and looking at them, I think we would understand, one, that God has, through His great love, given us the gospel as Jesus Christ came, as God Himself came to this earth and gave us the gospel. And it will be by those words that we eventually will be judged. And we are to be bold in being able to spread the gospel and tell others. And we are to look at ourselves as being servants as we go about doing this. One of the things that I want to mention in an idea of an invitation this evening is part of the reading in 2 Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in chapter 2. I'll get my place here in a minute. as Paul is writing, that he's pointing out that we have been entrusted with the gospel. What's the greatest thing you've ever been entrusted with? You know, as I was growing up, my parents gave me the keys to the car. They were older. When I got my driver's license at 16, I began driving. If I was ever in the car, they never drove again. And wherever it was, whatever it was, I always drove. They entrusted me with a car. I was able to take it, go other places. And with them as my passengers. That's a great deal of trust, to entrust our physical lives and maybe our greatest possession to someone. And yet this is what Paul is saying the gospel is. This is the greatest possession that God can give to us. That is the gospel. We are able to bring about eternal salvation for other people. And I know it's hard many times for us to take the gospel to others. If they don't see their need, it's difficult. But we still need to try. And there will be those that will see this. And eventually will be obedient. And we will have been a part of the means of their eternal salvation. And I've mentioned before, there is absolutely no greater feeling than that. We are entrusted with the gospel. It needs to spread. It needs to spread quickly. It is given to us. We have many opportunities, and we need to take advantage of those. This evening, if you're not a Christian, if you've never been obedient to the gospel, as we talk about so many times, and again, usually look on our overheads of a morning, that in hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of our sins, making that good confession of our belief in Jesus Christ, that we can come and be baptized, have those sins washed away, to be right in His sight, to be accepted, to be justified, and to be saved eternally. As a Christian, as we're living from day to day, if there are things that we fall short of, we have the opportunity of prayer. To change those things between ourselves and our Lord. And if it's something that's even in a public way or that is known, we have opportunity even to change that. In some way, if you need to be obedient to the gospel this evening, come while we stand and while we sing.